Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every day from 3 to 3:30, it is Maggie and the Millionaires talking about money, because so much of what happens in our political ecosphere is really about the money. And it's really about the very few people. I believe my guest this half hour, Dr. Gabriela Sandoval, said that there's about 370,000 individuals in this country that have wealth in excess of $50 million. These people have too much influence on all of our systems. If you feel like you've been getting screwed, it's very, very, very much about the tax code and the dodge that these excessively wealthy people engage in every tax year, and therefore the amount of influence that they wield over our policies and our politicians, frankly, regardless of party. Dr. Sandoval, the executive director of the Excessive Wealth Disorder Institute, helping us understand that. Just a couple of facts, and then I want to talk about what can people do, how can they get involved, what do we seek to change. Here are some statistics, folks. 10 million U.S. households have negative wealth. What do you think the chances are that those people, you know, have their congressman on their speed dial? Zero chance. What do you think the chances are that the 370,000 individuals in this country with over 50 million in wealth have some congresspeople on their speed dial? I'll say it's about 100%. Here's another fact. Elon Musk's wealth, which is estimated to be $245 billion, is over 1 million times more than the median household wealth in the United States. He has a million more of whatever it is that you may or may not have. A million more times that. Timothy Mellon, this is a billionaire. He donated $165 million this political cycle. That should not be permitted, in my opinion. And the average CEO to worker pay ratio in the United States in 2022 was 344-1. This is the excessively wealthy. By the way, that same ratio in 1965 was 20. So Dr. Sandoval, again, thank you for being here and sharing your expertise with all of us. What should people do to get involved? What can we be doing to fix this problem?
Well, first of all, I think we need to educate ourselves. We need to really get a grasp on how this problem is impacting all of us. Because let's be real, Maggie, most people, if you talk to most people, they would say they would like to be billionaires.
Yeah.
Right? They would like to have tons and tons of wealth. And in fact, lots of people I talk to say, I'm going to be a billionaire one day. So there's a huge disconnect between what people think it takes to become a billionaire and what it actually takes to become a billionaire. So I think we have, you know, a lot of learning to do. And then I think, you know, one of the things, and I'll just do this real quickly with your listeners and with you, when you close your eyes and think about the things that keep you up at night, right? Like the things you worry about, I'm pretty sure those things are tied 9 out of 10 times. Those things are tied to the influence of the excessively wealthy in our society. And so let me just give you a few examples. Climate change. Climate change, the excessively wealthy have a massive carbon footprint. And not so long ago, a small room full of excessively wealthy people made some decisions that affect every single one of us. And these are folks involved in the fossil fuel industry in particular. They made some decisions that benefited their bottom line, but that are actually actively killing the rest of us. I don't know about you, but I have a 16-year-old daughter, and I worry that she's not going to make it to 50 years. We're going to begin seeing crop failures due to the decisions of a few handfuls of excessively wealthy people. Okay, so there's one thing. Now, that's a big thing, right? But let me say another thing. Maybe you have some listeners out there who are worried about the health of their dear pet Fido, right? Their little dog at home, they've had this dog for a long time. He's a real good companion. Veterinary care is now almost wholly monopolized by the excessively wealthy. We cannot escape this. You go to a museum, the art in that museum, guess who decided what's on those walls? 9 out of 10 times, excessively wealthy people. You're going to school, or your children are going to school, and most of the time, the curriculum that you're taught, controlled by excessively wealthy people. I could go on and on and on. And, you know, down to like really kind of everyday issues like the price of food, the price of gas, the things, you know, our ability to feed our families healthy meals. It's all influenced. Whether or not you can breathe clean air, whether or not you can find shade in, you know, during a heat wave in your hometown or green space, it's all impacted by the structure that enables excessive wealth. And so first, I want to encourage everyone to think about this. And it's really hard because we're all taught that if you work hard, you get wealthy. And it's actually not really true. So we really need to like question some of the myths we've been taught about how people get wealthy. And then we need to really start talking to the folks in power. You know, I've talked to lots of our local elected officials and state elected officials. And, you know, to your point earlier about who we have on speed dial, when I talk to them, they'll tell me, my constituents come up to me at the grocery store or at the airport, and they talk to me about the cost of healthcare or the cost of food. But nobody talks about the tax policy that they could actually exert influence over. Yeah. So we need to be talking to our elected officials about, hey, this system is rigged, and you need to do something that helps us all share in the prosperity that exists in this country.
Couldn't agree with you more. If people want to do something about this, they can talk to their elected officials. Where can they find out more information about your work, Dr. Sandoval?
They can reach out to us via our website at excessivewealth.org.
Because here's the reality. If you are excessively wealthy with $50 million or more in your bank account, you probably worked hard, but you probably also abused your workers, took advantage of natural resources, used up our infrastructure, and abused the political process to get there. It is a problem. Thank you so much, Dr. Sandoval. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show.